Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ulama Profile, the 8th of November, the 1st of Rabi'ul Awal, with myself, Ubaydullah Boja, Osama behind the studios. Allah Ta'ala has given us another opportunity of Jumu'ah. Last week Friday, there was a great shock, and in a small town of Swayzerenica, there was perhaps one of the biggest funerals that was witnessed, whereby father and son had tragically been made shaheed and went into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to discuss about Mawlana Ahmed Katrada, the person was young, was vibrant. Allah Ta'ala had used him already from a very young age already to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Mawlana Zubair Mulla. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, jazakallah so much for taking out your time on behalf of the Jamiatul Ulama, Radio Islam International. Our condolences to yourself, Mawlana's mother, the family, the brothers, the brothers of Uncle Yunus, all of those that have lost a loved one last week. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the family, grant them the ability to be patient in such testing times, and may Allah Ta'ala reward them for the Shahada, inshallah.
I mean, just carry on making dua for everyone, inshallah, Mawlana.
Definitely, inshallah. Our duas are always with there. Allah Ta'ala make it easy, inshallah. Mawlana, I thought before we just speak on Mawlana Ahmed Katrada, perhaps a little bit briefly on Brother Yunus, rahimahullah, who had also passed away. You just want to share one or two snippets of his life, Mawlana?
Mawlana Uncle Yunus was much more elder than me, and of course, maybe his brother and his my father and him would have said more, but the little I know of Uncle Yunus, he was a very humble man, Mawlana. He was always very supportive of dini activities. Whenever there was any dini activity, like Mawlana studied himself, when Mawlana was studying to become an alim, I think his father was one of his great supports also. Sometimes, because they were very far, and Mawlana would require certain things, his father would sometimes take a drive just to give Mawlana whatever he required so he could be comfortable during his studies. And that Mawlana's father lived a very simple life. He was very hardworking also, no extravagance, and alhamdulillah, he was a very simple man, very humble man also. I don't think he had many arguments or enemies or fights with anybody in his life as far as I remember. His father was a very quiet man also. That's a letter I know about.
JazakAllah so much for that, Mawlana. In terms of Mawlana Ahmed Tarak, rahimahullah, Mawlana was young, he was vibrant, he was a very jubilant alim, mashallah. And how we start every week, Mawlana, perhaps a brief family background regarding Mawlana Ahmed Tarak?
Mawlana Ahmed Katrara, Mawlana, he was...
Ahmed Katrara, my mistake, sorry, Mawlana.
No problem. Mawlana was born in, I think, the year 1989. So Mawlana was about 28 years old now. Mawlana was born, and he lived his entire life in Swayzerenica. He went to the primary school there, also in Swayzerenica. Of course, the high school, they went to a close by town, which was in Freiburg. They used to travel about 70 kilometers daily. They used to 70 kilometers going, 70 kilometers coming, because that was the most convenient school for the Indians, in Freiburg.
Right.
He attended the high school in Freiburg.
And in terms of his hifz, etc., Mawlana, when did he start his hifz?
Mawlana wasn't a hafiz of Quran.
Okay.
There was a maktab system running in Swayzerenica, the small town.
Right.
And after a few of the ulama had left, and then there was no established maktab system. There were one or two of the elderly ladies in Swayzerenica who used to do maktab from their house. So I remember Mawlana going to one or two of the ladies and doing his maktab by their houses, of course, after the ulama had left there. And for approximately a period of about 10 to 12 years, there was no maktab, established maktab in Swayzerenica. And maybe that was one of Mawlana's great services of deen, that after he faris, I know we'll come to it later, but Mawlana then restarted the maktab, which wasn't there for me. So Mawlana didn't do his, but Mawlana did do a maktab in South Africa by a few of the elderly ladies of the community.
Marana, perhaps I'm just going to ask you to move around a little bit. The line is a little unclear, inshallah. If you can just do that, we could get a clearer line. Respected listeners, we are profiling Marana Ahmed Kakrada. Marana was from Swazaranika. If you're new, Marana, you're interacted or your family, or you're from the area, drop us a message. The number is 071-878-9748. 071-878-9748, and inshallah it would be an honor for us to read your messages on air, inshallah ta'ala. Discussing Maulana Ahmed, we're speaking about Maulana. We're saying that Maulana went to school in Swazaranika, and thereafter, inshallah, Maulana then left and he went to do his high school in one of the closer areas that were there. Thereafter, Maulana was doing maktab by some of the ladies in the area. And at what time did Maulana then go to the Darul Ulum, Maulana?
So, 2010, Maulana went to the Darul Ulum to go and study.
Okay.
After Maulana completed his high school, Maulana did study for a short period of time.
Okay.
He was pursuing a degree in chartered accountants. He was going to become an accountant.
Right.
And a very interesting incident, after Maulana came one holiday to Johannesburg, Maulana spent 10 days with a Jamaat from Benoni.
Okay.
From Actonville. And approximately just about 10 days Maulana spent with them. And then after that, Maulana returned to Swazaranika. At that time, there was a pedal Jamaat from Pakistan, and they were doing the northwest area. So Maulana spent another 20 days with them. And after returning from the 20 days, I think Maulana's mind and his heart, he decided he wants to become an alim. So he phoned us and he said, you know what, I think now I want to become an alim. And at that point, Maulana left his studies of university. And alhamdulillah, he came down after Ramadan and then he started his alim course in 2010.
Alhamdulillah. And then Maulana carried on probably till about 2017.
2017, that was till last year Ramadan. Maulana returned last year Ramadan.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
So then from last year Ramadan to this year Ramadan, alhamdulillah, then Maulana was doing work in the community.
We have on the line now Maulana Abu Bakr Pandor, who was one of Maulana's friends. They were roommates as well. They spent time in the path of Allah together as well. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, jazakallah for joining us on this Thursday evening. What are some of your thoughts regarding a good and a close friend, Maulana Ahmed Kakrada?
Maulana, you know, like they're saying, you know, we were just speaking about it earlier. And they're saying, like, you know, you can't just really speak about him because Maulana had so much, you know, a very meaningful life, you know, in so short time. But, like, one of his outstanding qualities was that, you know, his display of conduct and how he was with the people, you know.
How he
met everybody, how he spoke to everybody. He had a very, very, you know, loving way of encouraging people. You know, whenever he wanted to speak to somebody and he wanted them to do something, you know, in terms of deen and that, he had a very loving approach, you know. He would sometimes come to the room and he had, like, maybe new amamas, new turbans, and he wanted maybe the guy to wear turbans. And he would say, I bought new turbans, I want you to try, you know.
Just right.
A very, you know, on Friday himself used to take out his own attar and put for the guys, and he used to tell us then, you know, it's sunnah to put on attar on Friday. You know, that was the one, you know, his approach and how he spoke to people was lovely, you know. And what that also, he had a such a quality, like, you know, he always forgave, you know, whoever did him anything, whenever they did to him. We were in the same room for about 5 to 6 years. And then we spend one whole year together also, and then Umrah also together. So, you know, like, there's always going to be sometimes, you know, things happen, you know. And I always remember, he always used to be the first person asking for forgiveness, you know, just make me mark, you know. And I remember speaking to one of our classmates, Maulana Abdullah Hashim, who was telling me, he said that one time I went to him and I went to go apologize to him, you know. And immediately he told me that why you came to apologize. He said, I already forgave you. You know, I don't want to be the reason for someone else going to Jahannam. You know, this was a display of akhlaq and character. And they say, like, till now, you know, till when he passed away, even Maulana had forgiven those people who had made him shaheed as well. So, you know, his qualities were outstanding qualities that he had, you know, in his akhlaq.
In terms of your personal experience, Maulana, what's the one thing you'll always remember about Maulana?
The like I was saying, Maulana, that, you know, when his approach, you know, whenever he spoke to us, you know, he was never ever harsh. I'm trying to recall a time where I heard him speak, you know, in a abrupt manner, or even swear, you know. I never ever hear him speak in a harsh tone as well, you know.
Really
nice way of speaking to people, man.
Oh, you spent some time with him in the path of Allah. I think you have spent your 1 year together, Maulana.
Yes, Maulana.
What was the qualities of Maulana in his 1 year?
Well, one was his generosity was outstanding, you know. Whoever he had spent time with, irrespective of who it may be, you know, or the, maybe the brothers from Pakistan, whenever he used to come back to the Markaz, immediately he used to call all those brothers together, and he used to sit down with them and he used to say that we must all partake of the meals with him, inviting all his sati that he had spent time with, you know. And he, all the time he wanted to feed, you know. He had just feeding the whole time.
Muhammad, JazakAllah so much for your time this evening. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and all your other satis and all your other class friends, Muhammad.
Ameen, ameen. JazakAllah.
JazakAllah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's a message that is coming. I just want to go through it, the message. I've got a few messages on the phone. Muhammad Zubair, some of the aspects that are coming about, obviously, is regarding Muhammad's akhlaq and his character. Perhaps before we go there, let's just talk a little bit about some of Maulana's services that he made to the community once he then graduated from the Darul Uloom. Muhammad Zubair, are you with us?
Can you hear me,
ma'am? Yeah, I can hear you now. Maulana, before we do that, we've got a message. Assalamu alaikum. I would like to say, is Maulana's family living in Azadwal? Maulana was one of the most dedicated students we ever seen. His character reminded us of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are honored to have the privilege of seeing to Maulana during his Darul Uloom years and after. He would keep up after qualifying by visiting and even going the extra mile to bring something along from the local bakery. And from our side, we make dua that we say, JazakAllahu khairah, may Allah Ta'ala reward you for looking after Maulana while he was studying. Really, perhaps this is the paradise that you will achieve. Maulana, from your side, I just want to discuss a bit regarding Maulana post his graduation. What were some of the services that he had done after he had graduated, Maulana?
The first, and I think one of the greatest khidmat that Maulana did was the establishing of the maktab system in Swaiza Renika. Like I said, there was no maktab there for about 10 or 12 years, and Maulana had this great desire that he was going to start a maktab. So alhamdulillah, he started off with about 6 children, and from what I inquired from the local people, there was approximately 16 to 17 children in the maktab when Maulana had passed away. And Maulana on a regular basis used to call me and tell me that I'm running the maktab and what is the way forward, how will I address this issue, how will I address that issue. And many issues Maulana used to come across while he was running the maktab. And alhamdulillah, Maulana had a very good maktab. Last year, the Swaiza Renika community, I think they've seen their first maktab jalsa after many, many years also.
Subhanallah.
And that's where we saw many of the parents crying, where they saw that the children were reading Quran. And Maulana himself sang a nazam in the jalsa as well, and that made many of the parents cry as well. So many of the children read Quran, which the parents had not heard from the children for many years. And then the other khidmat was that of the strengthening of the effort of Tabligh in that entire area. I think it was the first time in the history of the Swaiza Renikam, I might be stand for correction, where they had the Halka Jor, where many of the surrounding areas, they have a Jor once a month, they have a Halka Jor, and Maulana, alhamdulillah, made it that in the Swaiza Renikam Masjid, they had the Halka Jor. And this hadn't happened there for many years. and everyone had come and they spent Saturday night in the masjid. Marana arranged supper for all the brothers, all the satis of the surrounding areas who came. They had supper in the masjid, and then they spent the night, and then they had the halka zor. The next day they had breakfast, and then they all left. So alhamdulillah, it was Marana had a very great influence also in that area in the efforts of tabligh, of strengthening the halka with regards to that effort also.
We had a message here, one of the family messages sent it, and he says, alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity of spending time with Brother Yunus Katrada and his son, Maulana Ahmed. They were both made shaheed last Jummah in an attempted robbery. Maulana and his father were gentle giants, born in a small town of Swaziranika in the northwest. Brother Yunus ran a small wholesaler to shopkeepers, primarily located in the nearby informal settlements. His warm and humble character echoed among the shopkeepers who entrusted him in many ways, especially through xenophobic spells. I recall driving around with him through the informal settlements and being greeted by the locality as though he was some of the royalty. Maulana attended the Darul Uloom in Azadville to complete his alim course under the guidance of Maulana Abdul Hamidsa, then whom he continued to be in his service even after that. Thereafter he spent a year in the path of Allah. He returned to his hometown where he served as a local imam and a maktab teacher. Maulana also assisted with the family business and was also in the process of setting up a halal butcher in the area. During his time as a student, Maulana was profoundly attached to his teachers, regularly conferring with them in many matters and making it as his duty to serve them. A few weeks ago, Maulana attended to some work in Joburg for a few days. He insisted on staying at the madrasa during his free time in order to serve his teachers. Maulana ran the maktab at the masjid where the students, some of whom did not even know the basics of Islam, were taught. His soft nature would ensure a deep bond with his students. Some of them were foreigners and some of them from broken homes. Maulana safeguarded them that no one was sidelined. The brother that wrote the letter says, I recall a father who was from Somalian descent who teared at the funeral and then advised that Maulana was his best friend and the teacher to his small son. The son would continuously cry hysterically since he had heard what happened to his beloved Ustad. Last year, the maktab class had its first jalsa. Many tears rolled from the parents who heard their kids recite the Quran al-Kareem for the first time. Many in the local community were amazed at the spirit of deen that was displayed. Obviously, being after such a long time, respected listeners, when you have a local jalsa in such a small town, you can well imagine what it must have been like. The maktab chalkboard at the masjid was still filled with Maulana's handwriting in the basic pronunciation of the Arabic letters. The letter is quite lengthy. It says, Maulana ensured the Jummah khutbas and the presence of a deeply dedicated imam were a great opportunity for the local community. They had someone amongst them whom they could absorb from and consult with. Maulana regularly attended gatherings of ulama, and he continued to benefit from them. Maulana Riaz Hashim from Pretoria says, Maulana, I was introduced to Maulana Ahmed when he helped us at the istimaz at the translations. He graduated with my son. In the few years that I knew him, he was a very pleasant person. What is fresh at memory is that when he returned from his one-year jamaat, he spent about 2 weeks in Lodian prior to last year's istima. We were together in the khidmat of Maulana Ibrahim Jawla and others. His khidmat was remarkable. May Allah give him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Maulana Zubair, some of the people paying and acknowledging the services of Hazrat Maulana Ahmed Saab to the community of Swaziranika, and obviously his enthusiasm in service to the elders is something that stands out. Perhaps for us as ulama, perhaps for us that are the younger generation, never lose an opportunity to serve anyone, not even an alim. Even if you are just a normal youngster growing up, never lose the opportunity to serve a senior person, even if it's not an alim. The wisdom that you will get from such a person, you will not be able to get that wisdom in years of service. serving people or in years of your own experience, always try to learn from those that are senior to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Morana, any other input that you want to give on Morana's services before we carry on?
We can carry on, inshallah.
Sure. Morana, in terms of his qualities, we've discussed some of the qualities regarding him with regards to his service, some of the qualities in terms of the enthusiasm in serving Deen. Are there some of the qualities that we have not mentioned that you would like to mention, Morana?
I'll just mention two qualities, and it comes with a small incident. I'll mention it very briefly. I just thought of it. Morana had a quality where he always wanted the love of Allah Ta'ala. Many times when he met me, he used to tell me, and used to refer to me as Zubair, when are we going to get the love of Allah Ta'ala? So last year, Maulana and I performed Umrah together. Like Maulana mentioned, they were returning from their 1 year, and we were in Umrah together. And Maulana was in Ihram at that time. So I asked him, Maulana, how come you're in Ihram? You're already in Makkah Mukarramah for 2 or 3 days. So he said, before I went for my 1 year, I made a Umrah for myself. The first, when I came back to Makkah Mukarramah, now I made a Umrah for my father. And today I made a Umrah for my mother. Then Maulana told me that, let us go to the Multazam. And I said, it's a bit difficult, the crowds are quite big, you know. He said, let's be patient and we go there. He said that he learned one dua from one of his asatira. It was a dua of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab. And I just stand for correction, but these were Maulana's words to me. He said that Hakim Sahab used to say, when you're on the Multazam, then make this dua, that oh Allah, give us the love of the Rabb of the Kaaba. That means give us the love of Allah Ta'ala. So he said, let us go now to the Multazam. And he's telling me, let us go to the Multazam and just make this one dua. And alhamdulillah, at that point, Maulana and I went to the Kaaba and we made that dua. So Maulana had that tajib quality, alhamdulillah. He always wanted the love of Allah Ta'ala in his life. And the second quality, I think Maulana had very, he was very particular about sunnat also. Maulana wanted sunnat must come alive in his life, in the life of the community and the people also. He seen my 4-year-old son about a month ago when he was wearing a trouser, and at that point Maulana told him, Abdullah, your trousers are below your ankles, you know.
Allahu Akbar.
Lift up your trouser, you know. So maybe that quality was also impressive of Maulana also.
Definitely. We have another message coming in. Another amazing quality Maulana had was his respect for his parents. Despite being the only child, he sacrificed the comforts of his home to study at the Darul Uloom. He had an incredible connection with his mother. And I just want to pause and I want to just send our regards to the mother of Maulana, that may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you. May Allah give you the strength to be able to bear this. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that you will enter with your son and your husband in Jannatul Firdaus. Really a testing time for you, that Allah knows how much He loves you, and Allah knows how much you have the ability to be able to go through this. Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. The message further goes, which shows us how looking after your mother will certainly gain you the love of Allah and others due to your khidmah of your parents and your ustaz. May Allah make it easy for her. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So, respected listeners, if you want to send a message, you could do so. The number is 071-878-9748. I think we have on the line with us Maulana Dayasaf. Maulana, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
Ameen. Maulana, you also knew, Maulana, what your input to the life of Maulana Ahmed Qatrada?
Yes, Maulana, I had met Marhum Maulana Ahmed through Maulana Zubair Sahib, Maulana Zubair in Hassan. And you know, when we were studying back in Madrasa, I remember we'd now and then get together for a Jummah lunch or Saturday, we'd be going somewhere, and Marhum Maulana would come with us. And from that time and after that, whenever I would meet him, so the one quality that would stand out was his humility. And, you know, he never ever wanted to cause inconvenience to anyone. And I'll just share with you one or two instances, and from this you learn and try to understand, you know, how humble he was in his way. Now, when we were studying, you know, as youngsters, we always, you know, these people, or, you know, we mess around amongst each other, and we joke around, and sometimes take the mickey out of someone. And whenever anyone joked with him, whenever anyone said something to him, he never ever, you know, replied in an abrupt manner, or he never ever got upset. Rather, he would smile, and he would laugh it off, and he would, you know, make fitness of that person also. And the last time when I met him was actually at the old workers in Ladysmith. And there was a small town near there, I can't recall the place. We went there for Juma. And after Juma, we were invited to someone's house. The person brought, you know, the sweet rice, and they were bringing the dal and the chawal and all of that. And Marhum Malana took, you know, the sweet rice, and he dished out quite a bit, and thinking that it's... And after that, he took the dal and he put it over that as well. And this is something that is unusual. But he didn't want to cause any inconvenience, you know, to the host, to anyone. He just told him, no. Even though it was a mistake that he made, he said, no, I eat it like this. Don't worry. You don't need to bring another to change it. It was just that quality. And it's something that is so special, I would say, about him. That never wanted to cause any sort of inconvenience to anyone. Very humble in his way. And never, ever would he cause any inconvenience to anyone.
Mawlana, JazakAllah so much for your time. Really valuable advices and experiences you've shared with Mawlana.
JazakAllah.
We have with us Mawlana Ahmad bin Mufti Ali Lordek. Mawlana, assalamu alaykum. Mawlana, assalamu alaykum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana. JazakAllah so much for taking out your time and newlywed. Mawlana, coming from Channel Islam, Mawlana, Allah Ta'ala reward you. What is some of your experiences regarding Mawlana Ahmad Qatrada?
Mawlana, firstly, JazakAllah khair for having me on your show. Allah reward you and our listeners, inshallah. Basically, I know Mawlana from back then when Mawlana was in matric. And this was 2007, my first encounter with Mawlana. So Mawlana was a matriculant. Mawlana went in Jamaat, myself, I was in that Jamaat as well. Mawlana Imbate from Benoni, Mahmubin Munshi. So we can never forget their efforts on Mawlana as well. So they made effort on Mawlana, and Mawlana at that time made his decision to become an alim. So that was his changing point, that 7 days of Jamaat. It was Mawlana's first time in Jamaat. His cousin, the brother of Mawlana Suleiman Karani, teacher Riyad, he was in that Jamaat as well. And in Springs Masjid, it was when Mawlana made the decision that he wants to be an alim. So again, when I started madrasa and I walked into the room and I see the very same Ahmad Qatrada that was with me in Jamaat in 2007.
Subhanallah.
So I say, but cats, what you doing here? So he says, no, the same thing you doing here. So I said, I'm going to start alim. He said, that's what I'm going to do as well. And subhanallah, we spent our madrasa life together. We were in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Pakistan. We spent our time together. But few salient points from the life of Mawlana was Mawlana's humility, Mawlana's love for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
sallallahu alayhi.
And Mawlana's hospitality in feeding people. You know, when any new student came to madrasa, it was Mawlana who was the first to go to them and actually make them feel comfortable. The first, you can say, meal, or the first like meal in the room, Mawlana would give them. And Mawlana would say of the efforts of Deen, you know, the gush that happens when it happens on a Sunday. Another point is, earlier when I spoke to Mawlana's mother, she told me, if you can please just tell me of Mawlana's madrasa life and Deeni life, because I don't know much. And it came to my mind, subhanallah, Mawlana's sincerity was such that Mawlana hid his good deeds away from his mom. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So Mawlana's ikhlas, if I tell you in Swaniville, which is a location, Mawlana started off the Jumu'ah. And I remember when imtihan time, madrasa, it used to be difficult. Mawlana, you come from madrasa life, you know how it is imtihan time.
Gee.
So to carry on your normal gush, and it becomes very difficult. Mawlana would wake me up and say, Ahmad, no matter what, we cannot leave this people. If we don't go, there won't be Jumu'ah.
Sure.
So Mawlana used to hire out the vehicle from the madrasa. We would club in. Of course, Mawlana would then pay for it. And we would go to do the Jumu'ah. And Mawlana was the one who started off the Jumu'ah in Swaniville.
Subhanallah.
Mawlana kept close contact with our asatiza, subhanallah. Our Ustad Abdul Rahim, for those who studied under him, know that his life circle is basically madrasa, home, madrasa, home. But for Maulana's janazah, he came. And there was a 4-hour delay in Maulana's janazah. But Abdul Rahim stayed till Maulana's janazah.
Subhanallah.
So if Abdul Rahim could stay, that alone shows you Maulana's status. And he was just an amazing individual. The first message that came on our class group when Maulana's janazah notice had come, one of our England colleagues, he said that I recall every Friday when we used to have dentist appointments, going and coming from the dentist, Maulana would stay constantly in the durood and salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Maulana, jazakallah for the excellent advices that you've shared with us this evening. Please, on the class group, on behalf of ourselves, Radio Islam, the Jamiatul Ulama, our condolences to the brotherhood of this class. May Allah Ta'ala give you all ni'am al-badr, inshaAllah.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Jazakallah. I have one of my Hifz class friends who is really anonymous. He says, Maulana, amongst us friends, who Maulana was very better, meaning very informal, Maulana was always reminding us of Allah. And whenever Maulana saw us doing something wrong, he would remind us to spend our time in madrasa correctly. In madrasa, Maulana was always involved in tabligh. He took it upon himself to take a jamaat every week to Swanville. And with consistency, he used to go every Sunday after class. Also, one of the jamaat satis who went with us to Maulana's janazah told us that when they were doing their pedal in that area, Maulana personally went to the jamaat and begged them to go to Swaiza. So the jamaat went for a day. When the jamaat went, Maulana was ecstatic and did the entire nusrat on his own. Maulana took the jamaat. They met every single person in the town. Allah Ta'ala really make it easy for all of them, insha'Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Zubair, really, we've learned so much from Maulana. We have about 5 minutes. Some of your concluding remarks and whatever we haven't mentioned, perhaps Maulana could just mention it.
Maulana, I think I mentioned majority of the things. There was much more. Maulana, we loved a lot together. One of the things I'll also mention about Maulana's mother, I was thinking of saying it.
Sure,
many
Maulana.
Times we used to hear when we were out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that that woman who will feed the jamaat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will accept her children for the khidmat of deen. So whenever in the previous years, whenever jamaat used to go to Swaiza Renika, it was Maulana's mother who used to cook for the jamaat. And I remember many times when we were there for holiday or we were just visiting also, and a jamaat would come to the town, then one pot of food would go from Maulana's house. Maulana's mother would always cook. So I think that's a lesson we can all take, that probably his mother's cooking for the jamaat for years, Allah Ta'ala accepted her son to become an alim, and Allah Ta'ala accepted him for the khidmat of deen. So that was a great lesson which I also took from that. When I always used to think, and Maulana always used to say, what are we going to do in life? I used to tell him, just carry on doing the khidmat or the effort of tabligh, and Allah Ta'ala will carry on looking after all of us, inshallah.
Inshallah. Maulana, just before we end off, some last, in terms of Maulana, Maulana passed away last week Friday, am I correct?
Yes, Maulana, last week Friday.
Maulana passed away last week Friday and is buried in the Swaiza Renika Qabrastar.
Ji, he's buried
in Swaiza. Jazakallah so much, Maulana. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Allah make it easy for the family as well. And Allah Ta'ala make it such that whoever was new Maulana or benefited from Maulana or came in contact with Maulana, Allah Ta'ala grant them ni'am al-badr. Allah Ta'ala make it such that there is always that legacy that Maulana had, you know. Although Maulana was young, and I was thinking, you know, Maulana is so young, it's an hour program, will we be able to make the entire hour? But truly, the younger ones have spent so much of time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serving the people, the enthusiasm that they had for deen, and all of those things. You see that how it comes out, the value and the appreciation that we have. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that it becomes a means of our guidance and the guidance of the Ummah at large, inshallah.
Ameen.
JazakAllah so much, Maulana.
JazakAllah, Maulana.
That was the respected listeners. It was the profile of Maulana Ahmed Qatrada. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that each one of us, we are able to benefit from their message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. I just returned from the Darul Uloom. Maulana Bashir mentioned in the main bayan that many brothers changed their lives in Swanville. an alim that sat next to me mentioned to me that all this goes to Maulana Ahmed Katrada. He used to visit Sonneville every Sunday for Gosht. He used to give a report the next morning in the Mashwara. One of the Sonneville brothers are currently becoming an alim because of the efforts of Maulana. Respected listeners, the most important thing we have to learn every week when we do this program is, and it's for me first, really. It's not that I'm saying I've done it and you must do it. No, I'm saying for me first, and that is the ability to do something that we must definitely create some sort of a legacy and some sort of a investment for the Akhirah. Because when we leave this world, this will be the most important thing. Not the car we drive, not the house we live in, not the money we have. Nothing will make a difference. The only thing is what we take with us to the Qabr and what effort of deen that we made. Allah make it such that when we leave this world, we are all successful in what we do. One message coming in, Marana Zubair sends me again from Mufti Huzaifa Mamuji. He says, it is rare that any student while in madrasa stands out for good character, piety, hard work, khidmah, and ground level humility. Marana Ahmed has been one of those gems in madrasa, popular for all the right reasons. He only had lovers and friends, not a single enemy while in madrasa. There was actually nothing to dislike or backbite about. May Allah grant the father the highest stages in Jannah, and may Maulana Ahmed find this was done just before Maulana passed away, this was written, and may Maulana Ahmed find complete recovery, and may Allah increase him in the good qualities, and may Allah take him away from strength to strength. But this, unfortunately, after that, Maulana had passed on, and subsequent to that, Maulana had then was buried in the Swaziranika Qabristan. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for one and all. Again, our condolences go to the family, Maulana's mother, Maulana's uncles, they lost a brother as well, and the extended family, and obviously the class friends of Maulana. Sometimes we don't realize, as a class, what a close knit you are. You sit, you eat, you study, you sleep in the same area for the better part of 6-7 years. So you can really imagine what a close knit family it becomes. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. For next week, inshallah, we're going to endeavor to do a program on Maulana Sami'ul Haq Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away. I'm just finding it a bit challenging because I think there's so many programs that are happening to try and get someone from Pakistan to be able to do the program. And I think they're having so many programs themselves and so many things that are happening. If we can't, we're going to try and do the program. If not, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will open some means for us, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that each one has such a beneficial week ahead that we've done the best to be able to secure a positive akhirah for us. From myself, Osama behind the studio, Maulana Zubair, and all of those that are there, may Allah Ta'ala make it a means of our guidance, our salvation in this world, in the qabr and the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala forgive Maulana Ahmed Katrada, his father, grant him the highest of stages in Jannat al-Firdaus, and may Allah Ta'ala make it that we are all successful on our way to Jannat al-Firdaus. From myself, Ubaidullah Bawja, until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.